This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions. Hi. Yesterday I was talking about this business. How do you make a fresh start in life? I think many people do and would love the opportunity to start again, not just at the beginning of a year, but any time to say, look, I would like to start. Well, I've got a bit of a formula and it's to do with the word start, S-T-A-R-T. S, I said yesterday, is for stop making excuses. The number one reason we fail often is we don't prepare ourselves for the problems that we're going to face. I mean, the Bible, which is just full of so much good advice, says in Proverbs 20, verse 7, a sensible man watches for problems and prepares to meet them, but the fool never looks ahead and suffers the consequences. A lot of common sense idea there. Was it raining when Noah started building the ark? No, he had to prepare for this flood. And in fact, the rain didn't come for 120 years. So that's how long it took for him to get this thing built. Because we don't listen to others, sometimes we don't listen to the good advice. Again, Proverbs 15, plans fail without good advice. And there are people probably right around you that can help you and give you advice. So let's get advice from the good people we know and we can trust. Why is it that people won't listen for this? Because they think they don't need it. And it's the little word ego, pride. Ego actually stands for edging God out. And when a person thinks they know more than God, they actually do push God out of the way. So no wonder the Bible says pride always leads to destruction. So when you or I think that we can figure all these things out, we are in fact setting ourselves up for failure. If I'm not prepared to listen to the good advice of others, then I'll never get anywhere. Let's be prepared and listen and because the scripture says that if you give up when troubles come, it'll just show how weak you are. So failure is, I guess, the path of least resistance. We give up. If you don't succeed, well, welcome to the human race. We all kind of get things wrong at times. Often we just give up when really success is just around the corner. So we need to stop making excuses. And when it is our fault, to admit that. Okay, well, let's look at this next letter, which is T out of this word start. Take an inventory of my life. I need to sit down and I need to evaluate all the experiences of life and I need to look at what's really left after I feel I have failed. Galatians 3, verse 4 in the New Testament says, you've experienced many things. Were all those experiences wasted? I hope not. Have a look for yourself. That was Paul's writing. But the Living Bible has an interesting slant on this. You've suffered so much for the gospel. This was Paul saying to the Galatian Christians. Now are you going to throw it all overboard? I could hardly believe it. So Paul was quite exasperated with them. So I'm saying, learn from your mistakes. So failure can be a friend or a foe, and you determine if failure is going to be your friend by the way you react to it. So it can, in fact, be a friend if you can just stop and take an inventory. There are ways that God actually shapes our life. There are four things. He uses personal experiences. I mean, by that, the family that you grew up in, the people that you relate to, your husband or your wife. He can use vocational, educational experiences, spiritual experiences. If you attend church, all those things are part of your life. And then the fourth thing is he uses the actual painful experiences of life to help shape you. So as you take an inventory of your life, you need to ask, what have I learned? Now, I know people 40, 50 years old who don't have 40 or 50 years of experience. They've had the same experience over and over again. In other words, they haven't learned anything. So what have you learned from past experiences? The time you're saying, I wish it hadn't happened, I wish I could change that or reverse the clock, that's the time actually when you're wasting time. You need not to set yourself up for failure. So it's helpful to try and learn from these failures. Of course, you've heard it said before that real success is built on failure. Failure is the way that you can actually become a success. And I want to take this a step further tomorrow. Heavenly Father, do we do acknowledge that failure is part of our lives, but you have said, I'm with you and I can bless you today, and we take encouragement from that. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.